The band Run River North is carving its way through the landscape of alternative folk rock. Run River North is made up of six Korean Americans who've said they found the American dream through music. Their debut album has just been released, and they are all with us now from NPR West in Culver City, California. Guys, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Well, and we should say there are six of you there, and just so the people can get a sense first, before we start talking, let's have you play a song for us. It's up to you which one it is.
Sounds good. My name is Alex, and this is the band Run River North, and we're going to play for you Monsters Calling Home.
Nobody knows how they beat old. They beat their chest to the sounds of their broken hearts, crying wolf under sheepskins, reaching out there. Stomping their feet, never letting up the dust, choking up their lungs. Told to be a father, growing up into a fatherless son. Oh my son, won't you come, won't you come. Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come. Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come. Son, oh my son, won't you come, won't you come.
What a treat for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So who are the Monsters Calling Home, by the way? And I know that that was originally the name of your band, right?
Yes. This is Alex once again. And the Monsters, I think, that I'm talking about and that we're singing about, first it started off as just how I saw my immigrant parents. Not necessarily monsters in a totally negative connotation, but just the fact that, you know, they came over here as immigrants, left their entire culture behind, and you know, pursue the American dream. Sometimes they failed, sometimes they succeeded, and they're just as human as anybody else. And in the process, some of the choices that they make kind of create these monsters in kind of the children's eyes. So that's kind of how we got started, and that's how I looped everybody into the band. I came up with the song, and then they all connected, probably because we were all immigrant kids. And so that's kind of how we got started as Monsters Calling Home. And so the song means a lot to us.
When you say some of the choices they made them monsters in your eyes, what do you mean by that? What choices?
Well, I think when you're raising kids in a place where you don't speak the language, you're going to deal with shortcomings in your patience. And I think some of the choices that we make, whether it's, you know, alcoholism, abuse, or just all the things that any human is prone to, but at the same time, having kids speak a language that you don't understand. And I think trying to work in America with, well, like my father had a degree in statistics, and he had to come here and work at a liquor store just to make ends meet. And just doing that takes up all his energy. And when you're doing that on top of raising, you know, two little boys that are seeing their peers go on camping trips and other things, and your dad just working the liquor store 24 hours a day, I think the relationship is kind of really hard to just always be on the same page with. And so all those miscommunications come out in different choices. And some fathers and mothers succeed and some don't. And I think it isn't to blame anybody, but just to say that some of those choices that they make kind of make them into the monsters that they probably didn't want to be in the first place.
Daniel, one of the choices that you made was to quit your job as a bond trader to do this full time. How did your parents react to that?
Let's just say they weren't the happiest. like Alex, my dad was an engineer, and he came and he was working at Wiener Schnitzel just to make ends meet. And so, you know, the similar idea of immigrants coming over, giving up their entire lives for a better life for the kids. And so when a kid comes back and tells you, I'm going to be a musician, it's not necessarily their hopes and dreams. So they weren't too happy at first.
We're speaking with Daniel Che and Alex Huang, members of the alternative folk rock band Run River North, which has a debut album out. This is the song Lying Beast. It's Here and Now, and let's get back to our conversation with the members of the band Run River North, who are with us from NPR West in Culver City, California. They've been performing songs from their debut release called Run River North, some of which are inspired by the Korean-American immigrant experience, which they all had. Alex Huang, your band used to be called Monsters Calling Home, but because another band had a similar name, you changed it. Why did you choose Run River North?
One of the reasons was actually Daniel and I started a marathon blog. We ran the LA Marathon a couple of years ago. We had this blog called Run Rice Boy Run. And so we just took that term, probably, you know, took out Rice Boy. And then we just liked the image of rivers and having a nice direction. And actually, after we came up with the name, somebody came up to us, and this kind of becomes the reason why I think Run River North is good, is that it kind of shows what our music is, like a river. Sometimes it's really peaceful and gentle and the harmonies are just kind of taking control. And other times, like Monsters Calling Home, it's just really rushing and there's a lot of dynamic in it. And so I think Run River North really encapsulates what our music can be, and it can be so many things. And there's always movement in the songs, and we just like the whole direction of going up. And so, yeah.
Well, let's hear another song, Growing Up. This is the song that you featured in your debut music video in 2012.
Yep. There's a fight to be won for the love you find at home. Work to be done for you rest your weary bones. Finding peace don't come to everyone I know. So I will love in this life till I finally have to go. Said I will love in this life till I finally have to go. Well, I know I have lived just a wrinkle of my life, and I
here so many times. It'll be over if I blink twice. Please forgive if I don't walk off that plank stuck in your eye. I've got my life to love. Here, take what's mine. I've got my life to love, and I'm here to take what's mine. Growing up, child, it's just a matter of time. Forgiving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. I'd rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. I ain't scared, not afraid of the world in front of me. Found my way without your help. The broken family, I'll take my breaks with my sins. Do as I do, please, with my friends till the end. There lies my loyalty. With my friends till the end, my lies their loyalty. I used to close my eyes to what stirred under my bed. Now they're open wide to the monsters in my head. Instead of claws, they whisper lies, sinking fear in quiet steps. So I'll fight in the light till I give my final breath. Said I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Oh, I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Said I will fight in the light till I give my final breath. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Giving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. Rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Giving all you got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. Rather give it freely to the ones that I call home. Growing up, child, is just a matter of time. Forgiving all you've got, so won't you dance under the sun? Growing old feels like you're giving up your soul. I'd rather give it freely to the ones that I call home.
Thank you for that. And I want to hear, since we're talking about growing up, what was it like to grow up as a Korean American in Los Angeles?
Being in Los Angeles as a Korean American, there are huge pockets of Korean American communities here, so I think we were all kind of lucky to be in Los Angeles and have a support network, even if we didn't want it, of other Korean Americans and other faces to look at. But just as we grew up and decided to just express different parts of who we were and finding the limitations of what it meant to be, Asian faced and yet at the same time feel very American inside, and it became clear how we had to explain ourselves. But I think growing up, it was just, the only thing was that when we went to elementary school, you know, we would have sushi or something, and that would be weird for the peanut butter and jelly people out there. So,
well, yeah, is there anything Korean about the Korean-Americanness of the band? Because I have to say, if I were just to listen to that and not know who it was, I would have no idea that you were all Korean-American.
Yeah, I think that's the dash American part of our music, is that the fact that the way we express ourselves, it doesn't sound anything different, but the way we look does. Maybe it just, I think when you talk to us after a show or why we're doing this, you'll, you know, immediately hear about our parents, because we still have to find a way to honor our parents in a way. And even though we want to rebel or have a life of our own, who we are is really tied to our relationship with our parents. And so I think in the music, you know, there's a storytelling aspect, but when you hear it, hopefully we're not trying to like put this banner of like, you should listen to it because we sound Asian.
And you're all classically trained musicians, right?
No, not all of us. Two of us Daniel and Jennifer are trained classically in the violin.
And John.
And John is...
mostly in the jazz realm for me.
For percussion, right?
Just kidding. And,
Yeah. But me, Joe, and Sally, we're just hiding underneath the classically trained kids.
So the classically trained ones never try to break into, you know, Vivaldi or something like that while you're practicing.
I think they should do more often, now that you bring it up, yeah.
There was one moment, this is John, by the way, where Jennifer would play Pachelbel Canon over one of our songs because it matched so perfectly. That was the furthest extent of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing all of this with us. It's been a great pleasure having you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And I think we have time for you to play at least some of another song, so I will let you pick. What will it be?
Yeah, sure. Let's do Run River Run and then on that. So it's kind of a new one that we haven't played acoustically, so.
Run, river, run. Mother's calling heaven's son. She's tired from the storm, witches from the north. Standing at the gates, quiet, unafraid. But one has come. One has come.
Band Run River North. We'll post the full version of this on our website, hereandnow.org. They will be playing at South by Southwest next week. And many thanks to Leo Del Aguila at NPR West for setting up the sound.
He's a star.
He
himself,
is a star.
Leo.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.